You, Fev, have been suggesting for a number of weeks now that our good mate Tommy Little was going to be on Celebrity MasterChef.
I'm not really good on the pun, am I?
You're not doing a good job at the moment. Tommy has been all over his socials making food for the last four or 5 weeks.
Flat stick.
Yeah, and but we...
You had a theory about that as well, Fev.
Yeah, I did. I thought that he would be cooking... I don't think he's actually cooking it because there's three plates all the time, but I don't know.
Anyway, so we had Jock on.
I'm pretty flat.
We had Jock on the other day and you and Jock had a bet. The cast of Celebrity MasterChef was announced yesterday. No Tommy Little to be seen. And now the winner of that bet, he's very happy to join us. Jock's on Frillo. Hey, Jock.
Feels good.
Feels good, does it? Well done. Well done.
This is a delightful moment for you, Jock, and for a lot of us.
It's, you know, some might say triumphant. you know, I'm just intrigued. What's in the menu, mate? What is on the menu?
I'm just worried about the insider trading because you're betting when you're probably new, so that's probably illegal. But anyway, we won't go there.
And the bet, we should point out, the bet was whoever lost would cook for the other. Now, Feb, you have to cook for Jock.
And Jock yesterday, geez, he was quick. I think they released the Master Chef celebrities. Within 30 seconds or a minute, I got a message from Jock on my Instagram saying, hey, mate, what's on the menu? And I hadn't seen that the cast had been let out, so I was a bit flat. And I just wrote back to Jock, and we all know, we've all watched MasterChef. Jock has a shellfish
allergy,
which he had three EpiPens to get rid of that the other week. So I said, ha-ha! Real, like, real sarcastic, ha-ha. I'm ready to go, Jock. You might not want to eat it, but I'll have a crack, mate. I'll start with a prawn lettuce wrap with a nice little dressing for entree, followed by a lobster with a little twist for dessert.
It's just not nice, mate.
Fev doesn't take losing well, Jock.
No, but I will.
I didn't pick you for a sore loser, Fev.
No, mate, I lost, but I still think he might make an appearance, and you were very good on your wording with that, so he might pop on, but... I'll have to cook for you,
We're
bro.
Actually now thinking, Jock, because another good friend of ours, Dil Rook, is on the show. Yeah. Dil Rook, Jai Singer. We're wondering, do you think that Tommy and Dil were in some sort of lockdown bubble and it was Dil doing all the cooking?
I don't think so.
We're really stretching it there.
But now that is very exciting. We're looking forward to Celebrity MasterChef coming up. But obviously MasterChef continues Sunday night, 7:30 on Channel 10. What can we look forward to this Sunday night, Jock?
Look, I think it's just more antics. But, you know, as normal, somebody goes home. It's one of the favourites. It's a big night. And I think it's... Everyone had pegged this person as a dark horse, and it's the end of the journey for them this Sunday. So, yeah, it's a big one this Sunday.
We won't want to miss
that. Go back on.
And then,
no, you don't want to miss it.
Should we set some dates for this? Because Fev, I'm worried he's going to try to weasel out of this.
No, there's no weaseling. Let's do it properly, right? I'll come in the studio. Doesn't need to be too heavy duty. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to take a light-on snack edition of a three-course meal in the studio.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, God, no. I'm going all out, Jock. I've already worked it out. I'm going to have like a pork mince, ginger, onion, capsicum.
There's an electric fry pan there. That's it.
Hey, bro. I'll bring my... Mate, I've got people. Don't worry. I'm going to have with a bit of soy and honey sort of dressing, and I'm going to cook it up in a lettuce cup for an entree. Mm. Then I'm going to do you a nice eye fillet roast seasoned with roast veggies. That's the main.
Yep.
And I'm going to make the gravy in that myself. And then for dessert, we'll all chip in for dessert, I reckon.
What?
We're a team.
Oh, will we?
I don't want to enjoy the meal with Jock.
I don't make sweets. I don't know how to make sweets. And you're the cupcake queen.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to get busy trying it. Yeah. I mean, Jock wants the three.
Got a Demix. Heaps of recipe books there for desserts. Heaps.
I did potato mash for the first time last week at the age of 34, Jock. So I might help out as well.
How'd you go?
Smashed it. Mashed it out of this world.
It was actually sweet potato mash. Jock, I think that's not real potato mash.
It's not. Good, thank you. It's so much easier to make a sweet potato mash than it is a normal one.
You're kidding
me. So I was thinking, Jock, maybe if you're up for it, because I'm cooking, that maybe we can get some listeners up on the Fox Famous Rooftop.
You're going to cook for the listeners
and
too.
We'll cook and we'll have them sit down like a proper MasterChef show. We'll have them sit down.
Can we do that?
Let's do it.
Might be a bit hard with the COVID, but we'll wait a bit. we're not going anywhere. But
okay,
no, we're not going anywhere. We can. So, are you suggesting that people actually give you a score? They're going to judge you?
Yeah, we'll do the whole thing. Why not? Ooh. I don't know. I'll have a little.
Sounds good.
Something to do.
Okay, well, we'll work that out. The back end of that. But
that
in the meantime, Jock, it was so delightful to have you on to relish the win over Brendan Favola.
Well done, Jock.
You won 1-0. The bet.
Love it.